Sayuri-san came to me last year with a leg injury, he said. She sustained it when she fell. As a result, I suggested she work at improving her balance.
She's been working at it very hard, Mameha added. Those robes are more awkward than they look.
Let's have her take them off, then, said one of the men, though, of course, it was only a joke, and everyone laughed. Yes, I agree, the Baron said. I never understand why women bother wearing kimono in the first place. Nothing is as beautiful as a woman without an item of clothing on her body. That isn't true when the kimono has been made by my good friend Arashino, Nobu said. Not even Arashino's kimono are as lovely as what they cover up, the Baron said, and tried to put his sake cup onto the platform, though it ended up spilling. He wasn't drunk exactly, though he was certainly much further along in his drinking than I'd ever imagined him.
Don't misunderstand me, he went on. I think Arashino's robes are lovely. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sitting here beside me, now would he? But if you ask me whether I'd rather look at a kimono or a naked woman, well...
No one's asking, said Nobu. I myself am interested to hear what sort of work Arashino has been up to lately.
But Arashino didn't have a chance to answer, because the Baron, who was taking a last slurp of sake, nearly choked in his hurry to interrupt.
Just a minute, he said. Isn't it true that every man on this earth likes to see a naked woman? I mean, is that what you're saying, Nobu, that the naked female form doesn't interest you?
That isn't what I'm saying, Nobu said. What I'm saying is, I think it's time for us to hear from Arashino exactly what sort of work he's been up to lately.
Oh yes, I'm certainly interested too, the Baron said. But you know, I do find it fascinating that no matter how different we men may seem, underneath it all, we're exactly the same. You can't pretend you're above it, Nobu-san. We know the truth, don't we? There isn't a man here who wouldn't pay quite a bit of money just for the chance to watch Sayuri take a bath, eh? That's a particular fantasy of mine, I'll admit. Now come on, don't pretend you don't feel the same way I do.
Poor Sayuri is only an apprentice, said Mameha. Perhaps we ought to spare her this conversation.
Certainly not, the Baron answered. The sooner she sees the world as it really is, the better. Plenty of men act as if they don't chase women just for the chance to get underneath all those robes, but you listen to me, Sayuri. There's only one kind of man, and while we're on this subject, here's something for you to keep in mind. Every man seated here has at some point this afternoon thought of how much he would enjoy seeing you naked. What do you think of that?